This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I have a lot of hype around this meeting, but it's pretty straightforward to me, the meeting. One, there's no substitute, as those of you who have covered me for a while know, for face-to-face dialogue between leaders.
That is the voice of President Joe Biden in his own solo news conference that is going on right at this moment. He's reporting on the summit that ended just a couple of hours ago. In his own press conference after the summit, Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking through an interpreter, described the meeting as constructive and said there were no hostilities, calling the person well-balanced and experienced, a seasoned politician. Mr. Putin said that in a bid to lower tensions, he and Mr. Biden have agreed to return their ambassadors to their posts. According to a White House official, the session was concluded after one bilateral meeting, according to the official, not two, as was previously scheduled. Now, President Putin also said that both sides will begin consultations on strategic stability and cybersecurity, noting that as nuclear powers, the U.S. and Russia have a special responsibility to maintain relations. The issue of Ukraine's accession to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and President Putin's critic, Alexei Navalny, seem to be the sticking points. Quote, Mr. Putin said this man knew that he was breaking the law of Russia. He has been twice convicted. Putin said of Navalny, keeping his habit not to say the opposition activist's name aloud. Repeating Russia's official position, Putin said Navalny had violated bail conditions last year after going abroad while unconscious, after an apparent Novichok poisoning and failing to check in with Russian officials as required. Intelligence communities worldwide place the origins of that poisoning directly on the Russian government. This is VOA News. New emails released yesterday show former President Donald Trump and his allies pressured the Justice Department to investigate unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election in the past few weeks in office. It happened despite the fact that his former attorney general had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud, according to emails released yesterday by the House Oversight Committee. The emails reveal in new detail how Trump pressured the U.S. government to engage in challenging the 2020 election over false claims, even though officials at Homeland Security and Justice, as well as Republican election leaders across the country, repeatedly said there had been no widespread fraud. The European Union Wednesday announced it is recommending that member nations lift COVID-19 restrictions on tourists from the United States, potentially making it easier for U.S. tourists to travel to Europe. Non-essential travel from the U.S. and other nations had been banned in the EU as a precaution to avoid the spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. But EU member representatives meeting in Brussels agreed Wednesday to add the U.S. to the list of nations from which the ban may be lifted. The recommendation, by the way, is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions.
It's clear that food, agricultural tools.
Israel mounted airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday, the first since the end of 11 days of cross-border fighting last month, in response to incendiary balloons launched from the Palestinian territory. The flare-up, a first test for Israel's new government, followed a march in East Jerusalem yesterday by Jewish nationalists that had drawn threats of action by Hamas, the ruling, according to the militant group in Gaza. The Israeli military said its aircraft attacked Hamas armed compounds in Gaza City and a southern town and was ready for all scenarios, including renewed fighting in the face of continued terrorist acts emanating from Gaza. The United Kingdom's permanent representative to the United Nations warned yesterday that famine is imminent in Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region and the country's north. Ambassador Barbara Woodward told reporters in New York that there is a risk that hundreds of thousands of people or more will die. Woodward said the economy has been destroyed along with crops and farms. She pledged a further £16.7 million in UK government aid for Ethiopia. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.